Ask a 5-year-old what they want to be when they grow up, and chances are you'll hear things like a doctor or a teacher or maybe Batman. Obviously, not many kids grow up to be Batman, but increasingly there are also fewer and fewer growing up to be teachers. Across the country and here in Michigan, the number of students choosing to go into teaching preparation programs is declining. A recent article by Detroit Free Press reporter Lori Higgins found the number of Michigan students in teacher preparation programs declined by 38% from 2008 to 2013. That's left some schools scrambling to fill positions, especially in areas like foreign language and the STEM fields. To learn more about what might be ahead and what might be behind the decline and how it could impact schools in our state, I talked to Don Heller, Dean of the College of Education here at Michigan State University. I started by asking him just how steep a decline Michigan State has seen in recent years.
Well, we've seen over the last decade, the last 10 years or so, we've seen a decline about 18% overall in our teacher prep enrollments. And that's mirroring a trend that we're seeing around the country as well as the other institutions here in Michigan as well.
How's the college responding to that?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying a little bit to try to recruit students a little bit more proactively. We were in the mode before of letting students come to us and find us, but we are trying to recruit more proactively. We're trying to get the word out there about what a teaching career is, what it means, what the rewards are, both to students who are already here at Michigan State and have not yet chosen a major, but also to students who are in high school who may be thinking about a teaching career.
So when you encounter a student considering teaching as a career, how do you make them more enthused about that idea?
Well, you know, one of the things we try to sell prospective students on, Mark, is that teaching can be a very, very rewarding career. You know, you have the opportunity every single day to shape children's lives and to really shape the path that they're going to be on the rest of their lives. So we really try to play up what those rewards are and the impact that people can have on children's lives. That's really the most important reward in teaching. You know, nobody's going to get rich becoming a teacher. You're not going to become famous. It's really the rewards you get every day in working with children and being able to improve their lives. That's what we try to impress on our prospective students, what they can be doing in a career as a teacher.
Let's talk a little bit about what might be behind this decline, though. Do you have any evidence that points to particular causes?
You know, we don't have any true evidence that we can apportion the reason why students are, you know, not becoming teachers as much as they used to in the past. But we've got a number of reasons that we believe are behind it. You know, first of all, part of it in Michigan, at least, is just demographics. You know, there are, if you go back over the last decade, really takes us back to the prior recession. It's been very difficult fiscal times for school districts around Michigan, and they just haven't been doing as much hiring as they had been back in the 80s and the 90s when it was still boom times. The second factor is that charters have certainly made inroads here in Michigan. Michigan, by some measures, is the largest charter school state in the nation, and most of our students here at Michigan State are interested in careers in public schools. So the fact that charters have been growing more rapidly in Michigan, I think, has probably dissuaded a lot of students from becoming teachers. And, you know, part of it, Mark, we believe is just the overall attacks on teachers and schools and the teaching profession that have been going on in this country by the media, by policymakers. And we think that has an impact on the interest that students may have in becoming teachers.
Well, educators have had to deal with changing standards and increased testing. Has the shift to the Common Core curriculum had any impact?
I don't think the shift to the Common Core by itself has dissuaded people from becoming teachers. What's probably more of an impact is all of the focus, you know, on testing and standardized testing in schools that's been going on in the country now for over a dozen years since No Child Left Behind was passed during the first Bush administration. When you talk to teachers, they'll tell you that they believe they have much less autonomy in how they can run their classrooms, control of the curriculum, that they did before No Child Left Behind. And that word gets out there, and we think that has dissuaded some people from becoming teachers.
How do you deal with that, though, with a public that apparently wants more accountability from the teaching profession?
Well, it's a challenge because certainly accountability is important. If you ask any teacher, you ask the teachers' unions, they will agree that accountability is important. But I think there's some very good disagreement over how accountability should be used in schools. And there are a lot of people who believe that the focus on standardized tests really is not the only way we should be measuring schools, be measuring teachers, be measuring students, and that there are other ways we can do that.
Don Heller is the Dean of the College of Education at Michigan State University. We're talking about the declining number of Michigan students choosing to go into teacher preparation program, and that mirrors a national trend, actually. A recent Detroit Free Press article from Lori Higgins mentioned that special education and foreign languages are two areas that could see future shortages because of this decline in students choosing teaching. Are there specialties or certain age groups, let's say, that are seeing particularly noticeable shortages?
Yeah, you know, we hold a recruitment fair every spring over at the Breslin Center, Mark, and we have, this year we had 165 school districts from around the country, in fact, around the world, who are here to recruit our graduates. And one of the things I do every year is I go around and I talk to the recruiters, and these are usually principals, human resource directors, and I say, what is it you're looking for? Because it's important for us to know what the future demand is going to be for teachers. Very consistently, in almost every single school district around the country, they tell you they need special education. Education teachers, foreign language teachers, and teachers in science and math in the STEM areas. That's very consistent, and that's where we're concerned that there are going to be shortages. The good news for us is that special education is the one program we have where our enrollments are actually up over the last decade.
In general, how would you characterize the public's perception of teachers? Is it possible to generalize on that, or maybe generalize on how it's changed?
Well, it is difficult to generalize, but one of the things that's pretty consistent in the polling is that when you ask people about the state of education in this country and about teachers and the teaching profession, you do hear a lot of criticism, and that criticism is probably stronger than it was a decade or two ago. But interestingly enough, when you ask people to talk about their own local schools that their children attend and their teachers, people are usually very complimentary about the local schools and the local teachers. So it's that, you know, conundrum that we have to deal with, that overall there's a lot of criticism about education, and yet people tend to be fairly satisfied with their local schools and teachers.
Has the economic climate in Michigan over the past, since the Great Recession, let's say, has that impacted the perception of teaching as a stable job?
Well, I think it's probably only gotten better in the last few years as we've come out of the recession here in the state. So, you know, certainly the economy has turned around. State funding for K-12 schools has started to pick up a little bit. So I think the outlook is a little bit better. We expect that there's going to be a lot of teachers who are in the baby boomer generation who perhaps were postponing retirement during the recession, who in the next 5 years will probably start to retire. That'll help create more openings. So we're pretty optimistic that all of these things together are going to make for a better teacher job market here in Michigan, and that we hope will also attract more students into our teacher preparation programs.
I know Superintendent Flanagan has said he thinks teachers should be paid a lot more. I think he may have said $100,000 a year or so. Do you think paying teachers more and making the career more economically attractive would make a difference?
Well, it certainly couldn't hurt. It has to help. But when you ask most teachers, they'll tell you that their salary is not the most important factor in their career satisfaction or in the particular school in which they're working. It will help, but most teachers are also very concerned about the working conditions. And as I said earlier, this focus on standardized testing and how much autonomy they have in the classroom, or whether they're doing nothing but skilling and drilling students for the tests. But I agree with Superintendent Flanagan, raising teacher salaries should help to draw more people and more qualified people into the profession as well.
What kinds of consequences do you expect to see from this decline in enrollment? Do you anticipate a serious teacher shortage at some point?
Certainly in some areas, in particular areas such as the ones I mentioned before, special education, foreign language, STEM areas. We may face some shortages, particularly as we see retirements of more experienced teachers. Overall, it appears that even with the decline in enrollments in teacher prep programs in Michigan, which is down about a little over a third in the last decade statewide, even with that larger decline, there are some areas where we still appear to be producing plenty of teachers, such as elementary education, high school English, and social studies. But those shortage areas could really come to hurt the state if we're not able to attract more students into those programs.
What kind of consequences do you see for Michigan school students?
Well, if you know you don't have qualified teachers in the classroom, teachers who are certified in the subject that they're supposed to be teaching, that ultimately is going to harm the quality of instructions for students in our schools. So that could be a particularly difficult issue if those shortages continue down the road in some of these critical need areas.
How do you make a difference when it comes to students maybe having a negative perception of teaching, the young people themselves? What can be done to make students look at it as an attractive career option again?
Well, that is a challenge, because especially by the time children get to high school, where they're maybe reading the newspaper and reading about some of the attacks on schools and teachers, it can be difficult to overcome that perception. But one of the things we do in our college is that we have a summer program for high school students. We bring about 75 students every summer for either 2 or 4 weeks to our campus, mostly from Detroit and Grand Rapids. And part of the purpose of that program is to try to enculturate them and get them interested in teaching as a career for themselves. So they're here, they have instruction from our teachers, they have instruction from our doctoral students. We talk to them about what it means to be a teacher, what the rewards are of being a teacher. And we hope that a program like this helps to get them excited about the possibility of becoming a teacher and ultimately returning to their communities and contributing to their schools.
Don Heller is dean of MSU's College of Education. We're talking about how the declining number of students entering the teaching career could have an impact on education in Michigan. Should lawmakers be paying closer attention to these declining enrollments?
I think so. I think the legislature certainly plays an important role. Funding is probably more important than anything else right now. Even though we've seen some increases in K-12 funding in the last few years, we're still well below where we were 10 years ago in the state funding per student that is going into school districts. So the state has a long ways to go to recover its funding and be able to provide adequate resources, particularly schools in the more challenging parts of the state, the urban areas, the more rural areas. Those are the ones where we really have to look at the funding and whether it's adequate to provide a good, strong education for their students.
We're a few months into a new legislature here in Michigan. What do you make of the broader conversation involving education at the state capitol, let's say?
Well, it's a little bit too early to tell where this legislature is going to go. They haven't spent too much time on many substantive issues in education. They have expressed a little bit of willingness to increase funding, a very small amount. You know, certainly the voting down of Proposal 1 isn't going to help schools. There would have been more funding for schools if that had passed. But it's still, I think, the jury is out on what kind of substantive areas besides funding the current legislature is going to tackle.
Don Heller is the dean of Michigan State University's College of Education. We've been talking about the declining number of Michigan students choosing to go into teacher preparation programs and teaching as a career. Dean Heller, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.